I sometimes get asked how I started my podcast and why Anchor FM. I did extensive research, and Anchor is great for newbies like myself. They provide good support, and it is easy to use. The cost, you can't beat it. If you're starting, you can start for free. And this is another reason I chose Anchor FM.
Daydreaming about love. Some people say that only young people dream about love. I really don't believe this. I believe that most people in love daydream about love. I believe that when you're younger, your dreams about love are more filled with fantasies because you have not had the experiences to really see what could be realistic and what may just be a dream. But people in their 20s and beyond still daydream about what their union with their partners might be like, the kinds of things they would like to do, the kinds of places they would like to visit together, where they would like to live. The difference, of course, is that these types of daydreams are more tempered by life's realities, like how much money do you have or make? You know, what can you realistically afford in housing or in travel, if at all? But the idea of how you would like to be with your partner is something most people have ideas and dreams about. And in most cases, if this wasn't the case, you would simply not engage in a relationship. Love is the hope and, to some extent, the dream of sharing with another in many ways, from the emotional to the physical. Even those who have been together for a while, they dream about how life would be when they will be able to have more time together without some of the child-rearing responsibilities or work responsibilities they may have had. The idea to me is that daydreaming about love is a constant throughout our lives. As long as we keep our hearts open to love, we daydream how will our lives be together today, tomorrow, and perhaps the day after tomorrow. What kinds of things will we share and enjoy together? Well, for now, remember that although life may bring you many storms, love always wins. Till next time, stay well.